Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Glue.
Glue who?
Gluten-free is what Louisville Vegan Jerky is. And they are our sponsor today. And LouisvilleVeganFoods.com is where you can, where Pound Pimples can go to get 20% off their entire order. Louisville Vegan Foods has all the flavors of Louisville Vegan Jerky.
They have all the flavors.
They got all the flavors, bro. They got sesame, gochujang. I have a Korean friend and she listens to this and she's probably going to listen to this now and give me some flack for not pronouncing it right. But that's the Korean, spicy Korean flavor. Sesame, gochujang. They also have perfect pepperoni and smoky Carolina barbecue. You know all the rest. Buffalo Dill.
Oh, Buffalo Dill?
Yeah. And look, if you want to go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and use the code word POUNDCAST, get 20% off your entire order. This stuff is animal and cruelty free, of course.
Now, 20%.
Made in the USA.
Bagged in the USA. Shelf life of 9 months.
Everything in the USA, bro.
And you know what? 20% off. Now that sounds like a Buffalo deal.
That's a Buffalo deal. So support the Poundcast by doing that. LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. The code word is Poundcast.
And you can also get it out. Sprouts or Whole Foods or other boutique stores.
At your grocer's freezer. Not the freezer. But you know what I mean. At your grocer, wait, your local green, your grocer.
Have you done this already? Knock, knock.
I started off with a knock, knock.
I know. Have you done this one already? Knock, knock, knock. You've done this already before, right? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Evil
Vegan Foods is our sponsor. .com.
That's where you go. Now, that's a great way to support us is support our sponsor. Another thing you could do is go to patreon.com/poundcast. And if you subscribe to our Patreon, you can get extended. Every episode has an extended version that goes on for another half hour, sometimes long, at least a half an hour, sometimes another full hour. Poundcast After Dark. That's the only way you're going to get Poundcast After Dark.
Sign up for
our Patreon, become part of our wonderful Patreon community. And check this out. While I'm mentioning this stuff, we have a voicemail, which is 213-207-6952. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it. We might play it on the show. And if you have a question, if you have anything you want to talk about.
Pretty much guaranteed to play it on the show.
Yeah, pretty much guaranteed. We've played them all. That's why today we're just going to go. We're just going to do something different.
We're going head to head.
We're not going to play any acapellas. Although I have a couple on standby just in case.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to just go head to head. We're not going to listen to any voicemails. It's just going to be me and you, Brent. Classic one-on-one.
Classic. A true one-on-one. Now, can I mention a couple...
Anything else you got to mention before we...
Yeah, I just wanted to mention real quick that I'll be at the Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco with Moshe Kasher on August 3rd through the 6th. That's Wednesday through Saturday. It's six shows. Six shows to pick from. Take your pick. And also, I'll be with Moshe in Seattle at Laughs Comedy Club on August 26th and 27th. That's four shows, Friday and Saturday. So something to look forward to.
Go check Brent out and check this out. I'm going to be opening for Tenacious D. That's right. The D in September on the East Coast and in the Midwest. I'm not going to bother naming the cities, but Philly is one of them. Milwaukee's another. We're coming to Connecticut and other zones over there. TenaciousD.com that has all the info you need. I want to see those pimples out in force.
Oh man, you got to get some local support. By local support, I mean pimple support.
I need pimple support. Well, if that's it, we can get on the show and start.
YouTube.com/legacymusic.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
YouTube.com. I can't believe I made that mistake.
Wow,
just now.
He did it again.
YouTube.com/thepoundcast. And check out the social media accounts if you want to hit connect there. And, you know, Doug and I have social media accounts too.
Yeah, Doug Pound. Of course, you follow me. If you're listening to this, you probably, well, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe you stumbled upon this show. Doug Pound.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe you don't. And, you know, it's Brent Weinbach and Brent Weinbach Comedy. Brent Weinbach on Twitter, Brent Weinbach Comedy on Instagram. So.
You know, we should do a vocal fry. We should do a vocal fry episode.
Yeah, and what about that?
Let's do vocal fry.
Okay, do you want the vocal fry to be kind of more like Valley style or like something else? You know?
I'm thinking like Valley style.
Oh, yeah, like Valley. Oh, that's like really like Valley style. Like, okay, like.
You know, you have vocal fry?
Yeah.
I wonder what vocal boil sounds like.
Ooh, that's interesting. That would sound more like.
Yeah.
It's like.
Hey, dog, this is me. I got vocal boil.
Like, talk like, you know, sometimes people have, sounds like they have something at the back of their throat. Like,
yeah.
It's like, clear your throat. Like, you know, like.
Something at the back of my throat.
Some people sound like they just ate a bowl of cereal. I don't know. They just drank a bunch of whole milk and had a half a wheel of cheese. And they're just like,
that sounds,
it's kind of a vocal boil.
It's kind of a vocal boil, but it's more like it's a vocal broil.
All right. This is, you know what? Let's keep talking about our boils. Let's get into the show. We'll play the theme song and we'll roll the clip.
Okay.
Ready to roll the clip?
I hope so.
Let's roll the clip.
Okay.
Doug and Brent talking to each other. Doug and Brent, what will they talk about? To Doug and Brent, are talking to some pimples. Doug and Brent, we'll talk to their friends. And Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.
Hey, welcome to the Poundcast. This is T.
Dude, Doug's drinking tea. It looks like it's in a beer glass, and
it looks like
brewski of sorts, you know. But man, you're looking kind of dark over there, man.
Why am I so dark? I think it's because it's like bright out, and there's. But look, check this out. It says King on there. You see that?
Oh yeah, your love is King. King. You know, your love is King.
Tony made this glass for me because my nickname was King in the poker league.
Oh, really? You know that song, Your Love is King?
No, sir.
Your love is King, the ruler of my heart.
No? Okay, I don't know it. Here we are, one-on-one. And I do have a couple thoughts, some things to talk about. I remembered something funny. That, you know,
you want to know who that is, by the way?
Who?
Sade.
Ah.
Can you name three other songs by Sade that are
not? Why doesn't she just be called Sade? You know, she's the only thing in the English language where you got it is just an S and you got to go shh.
Is that true?
Name another thing where a name where there's just an S, there's no SH, there's no SCH. Or SC, and it's shh.
Well, I've seen some weird names, but I can't think of any right now. But can you name three other Sade songs besides Smooth Operator?
No.
Really? You're just not into that, I guess.
I like Smooth Operator. I just never got into Sade.
Sade. There's this website called Hurdle. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's, you know, Wordle. You've heard of Wordle, obviously. You play Wordle. I've seen you do it. I've spied on you doing it.
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, there's all these variations on Wordle. There's one called Worldle, which I do every day. That's my favorite. That's the only one I do every day.
How does that go?
That one, it shows you the country. It shows a sort of a black silhouette
Like an outline of a, right.
Of a country or something, a country or an island or whatever. And you have to guess what it is. And when you, if you're wrong, it will show you the, how far away you are in miles or meters or whatever.
Just a number?
It shows you the number. You can pick if you want miles or meters or whatever. And then it'll show you the direction that that country, the, where the correct answer is located. So it'll say basically, okay, you got to go east 3,000 miles or whatever to that's where the location is from where you last guessed. And it'll also give you the percentage of how close you are. I'm currently on a 12 game streak on that right now. So if you...
Like you get it in the first shot?
No, meaning you get six tries.
Oh, so you get it within the... Right, gotcha.
You get six tries, but I'm saying that I've gotten it... Well, first of all, I get them correct a lot, but I've gotten 12 in a row correct, which is better than anybody. My brothers and I all play it, and we sort of play somewhat competitively, and that's the highest streak anyone's ever had. I beat my brothers. My brother had the highest streak with nine, but I beat it recently. But anyway, there's this other...
Real quick, though, I play this game called Turtle.
Oh, yeah?
You see a silhouette, and it's a celebrity's poo.
You have to guess what celebrity the poo is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a silhouette. It's the full.
I know.
It's the full logs.
It's the full log. Either I'm having deja vu or we talked about this already and made these jokes and stuff, right?
Well, you might be. I don't think I've made that joke, but we talk about poo a lot. So that's...
I know we talk about poo a lot, but
Oh, no. Somebody called in about a celebrity, a celebrity poo that you could put up your butt and take a celebrity's crap.
Yeah, but I'm turtle. That sounds like something I heard already.
Well, there's an animal called a turtle, which is a reptile.
No. It's poo-poo. It was about poo-poo. But so there's this other variation called hurdle, which is they play a second of a song, and you have to guess what it is based on the second. And if you get it wrong, you know, they'll give you another second or whatever, or 2 seconds. They give you bigger increments each time, and you have up to six tries. The final increment is you'll have a full 16 seconds of the song, right? And so my highest streak on that was nine. I got nine in a row on those, but those are pretty fun. And one of the ones I got on my first try, which was just a second, and it was just a drum sound, was a Smooth Operator.
Uh-huh. Cool story.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I'm kind of the king, actually.
You're kind of the king, yeah. When it comes to games, you're hard to beat. You're pretty good.
I'm actually not that good at games, to be honest. I just practice a lot. You know, when it comes to playing video games, for example.
Well, like board games, you're pretty...
I'm not that good.
You try hard.
No, I don't even try that. I mean, I'm not great. You know who's very sharp and is quick is Andrew Michon. Mm-hmm. But me... I'm a slow thinker, man. I think slow. I'm not a cunning fox like he is. Are you a cunning fox, Doug? What are you? You a slow thinker
I'm
like
not
me?
Quite,
are you
I'm
a turtle?
Kinda, I'm in the middle. I think
are you
I'm
a
in the
turtle?
Middle.
Are you turtle or hare?
I'm more of an armadillo. It's kind of like in the middle there.
Mm-hmm. An armadillo? What animal do you think I look like?
Camel?
That's interesting. Camel, really?
Well, maybe with your mouth. Your mouth could look kind of like Camel Joe. They're kind of like, they're a little more of an overbite, don't they? Can you do it?
Well, I do have a bit of an overbite. This looks like a camel? What do you look like? You look like a little cub. But, turtle. I feel like we were at a social gathering and we talked about that or joked around about that. Sorry if we talked about that already.
We didn't.
Poundcast.
I don't think we did.
So you had something to say. You had some thoughts. You said,
well, I got to give this credit. I just thought about this, today, but, my friend Steven came up with this idea as like a side hustle kind of job you can have. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, when you're on the, we were on this flight, you know, from LA to Barcelona nonstop, but it was like a budget airline, and they came through the aisles like twice.
Uh-huh.
13-hour flight.
Name the airline.
Spirit. It was like Iberia Airline, but it was actually it wasn't Iberia. It was like Level Airlines. That was like, you know how like you think you're getting one airline and you get there and it's like there are other little little indie label, you know, like their little side late, they're like their little side project.
Right.
And Level Airlines. Yeah, I do not recommend it. Don't fly that.
Really?
Yeah, it was like there was no thing above your seat that lets air, you know.
Oh, really?
It was like hot in there, and it was
never seen that.
Like
never
sweating on the plane. Yeah, it was crazy.
No fans,
and they weren't coming along with water, and we were like getting all dehydrated. We had to like go back to the back of the plane in the middle of the flight and be like, "Can we have some water?" Then they give you like one little Dixie cup worth, and it's like they could have given me the full liter, and I would have slammed it. We're so dehydrated.
Level.
Anyway, the flight back was much better. Anyway, my point is he had this idea of like a little side hustle. It's like you bring a bunch of snacks on the plane, like different stuff, better stuff, Louisville vegan jerky and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then you kind of like, hey, you just sell it, you know? You walk backwards down the aisle and you're like, hey, I got these, you know?
Maybe you get a trench coat.
You can Venmo cash, whatever.
Get a trench coat maybe so it's a little bit, you know, discreet so you can kind of open up your jacket and show what you got.
Yeah. Like, why not try that? Would that?
Well, it's not a bad idea because
you even brought your own, some kind of fold out little roller, you know, something that you carry on that compresses down, a little wheelie thing.
Maybe a suitcase with a fryer on it.
Your suitcase, and you have a little stand on it with a box with all your
legs come out. You open it up. It's got a fryer, you know, and then you can make those bacon wrap, you know, whatever, hot sausages and stuff. And, you know, they sell those on the street corner. Just do street food out on the plane. It'd be almost like food trucks on a plane.
Yeah, whatever. They don't, you know, they have like two things to choose from. You can get like the vegetarian sandwich, which was like okay, or like the chicken salad sandwich, but it's like you got these popping flavors. You got like falafel. I don't know, whatever you can get, whatever you can just carry on. And then you just you don't even go anywhere. Like that's your job. You just take flights.
But you gotta make your
and then you make money. You make well more than you paid for the ticket.
Well, business has to be
at the airport. You're at the airport. You could do it at the airport because all those airport restaurants are expensive too. You can just keep selling stuff at the airport.
Well,
just
also,
just real quick. Sorry to cut you off.
No.
Imagine if you're like just perpetually traveling. You're just
traveling salesman,
airport to airport. And then I guess maybe just sleep in the airport. Maybe do airports have showers? Some of them probably do, like nicer ones, but. I guess you hit a hotel once in a while to catch up on your Z's, but it's just right there, the closest one to the airport. You just that's your job. You wake up, you get on a plane, and you sell your wares.
Sounds like a really good idea, especially because a lot of flights don't even have food at all.
Yeah.
And you just go on there and you're cooking up some delicious foods. It smells good. People smell. They think,
you're like frying. You have like a hot plate, battery powered, like hot
plate. Something, you know, you have to have some kind of device that's not too intrusive or invasive. But you know, it could cater to people. I wonder if they would let you do that. The airlines.
No, absolutely not. You could try. You could probably do it on the down low. Like,
you know, my brother,
talk to your little section and be like, hey, you want in on this? You got like a bunch of tamales or something, you know, like open up a cooler. Cause the tamale, it's like, when we were in Europe, every time we went to a beach, there would be these guys walking back and forth all day. And they'd be like, beer, cerveza, cold beer, you know, selling beer and water and blankets and all kinds of stuff. But I just remember that because they had this like sing-songy way of doing it. They were like, "Biar, call biar." It was like almost like a bird call. It's like, "Call biar, call biar,
call biar."
They do it at the ballpark. They're like, "Call beer here." But like Americans do it in this like cool way, but like in Europe, there was more like more melodic, not as like trying to be like tough. Like
what's the other thing they say about penis?
They're just like Colbert. Bud Light or whatever. Cold. They just bark it at you. But in Europe, it was like Cerveza Corbiar.
Stephen Colbert.
Late night. That got me thinking. Well, in LA, they do. Say, oh, you know what they had? You know what else they had in Europe? These guys were selling these, they must have been knockoff, like Gucci and like just like purses or like fashion things, you know? I didn't see exactly what they were selling, but it was not something I would buy. It was nice, supposedly like fashion items, right? Brands, right? And they had them on a blanket and they'd be like standing behind it. And each corner of the blanket had a string on it and they had the string in their hand just in case they had to pull it up really quick. Like it turned into like a sack so they can run away because it's illegal. So they're like,
oh.
And then if the cops come walking up, they go and they're gone.
Huh.
So they had these illegal guys doing that.
Hey, how was, okay. We didn't really talk about this, but
I know I was going to have like a recap, but
well, yeah. What did you, what
it's
was,
hard
what
to get happened? A guest. I mean, was that?
You want to get your guy in here with too, I guess. The guy that you did it with. Did you ever go by yourself anywhere?
We could, but we could just talk about it. Let's just talk about it now.
Did you go anywhere by yourself? Were you on your own ever? What?
Would I go by myself anywhere?
No, did you go by yourself anywhere or were you always with somebody?
No. So what happened was we had it, so we were gonna go to Barcelona, Valencia, Lisbon, and then Porto, and then to Morocco, to Casablanca, Morocco, and then back to Barcelona for like the last 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we got to Porto, I was like so sick of traveling and seeing sights and like going to the airport and going to another place. I said, I think, would you guys care if I just go back to Barcelona and miss the Morocco part?
Whoa.
So I just went to Barcelona by myself for like 4 days while they did the Morocco part.
So you didn't go to Morocco.
I had a bad vibe about it.
That's interesting. I wonder why. What was the bad vibe? What do you mean?
And guess what? When they showed up, my friend goes, it was pure hell. I am so glad to be back.
What happened?
I guess in Morocco, it's just, they just got, maybe they stood out as tourists or something. I mean, my friend has long hair. They're calling him Jesus. They're like, Jesus, come here. Like they try to sell you stuff. They grab you. They physically grab you and just like try to drag you into their shops. And it was just like, very intense. It was like super intense. There was like people with monkeys with like brass like rings around their necks, and it was like animal cruelty on the street, and it was just sort of like this. It didn't sound, I'm sure Morocco's great. If you knew, maybe they just didn't do it right. They think that maybe they didn't go to the right zones, or maybe they had to have a local with them or something. But
they only went to Casablanca.
No, and then they were like, let's go to Marrakesh. So they took a train to Marrakesh. And they got a really nice Airbnb there. But as far as the other stuff, I think I might have made the right choice. But anyway, yeah. So when I went to Barcelona, I was by myself. And I kind of, I went skateboarding by myself. I went to this park that we didn't go to when they were with me.
Was it a gaudy kind of skate park with all kind of surreal looking?
Yeah, he made it in 1937. But actually, my other friends, I had two other friends that were in Barcelona at the same time. So I wasn't totally by myself. I met up with them for dinner a few times.
They were interested.
They wanted to check out different stuff than like the first group. So we did go to a Gaudi house and we checked out. That was like that was pretty cool. We went to a science museum. That was like probably the best science museum I've ever seen.
Did you connect to any locals?
No. Well, my friend's cousin lives there, so we kind of hung out with him. But he's from the U.S. But
did you meet any Spanish people, and did you talk to them in Spanish? And did you go by yourself on your journey by yourself? Were you communicating with people through sign language, body language?
The international language. I took 2 years of Spanish in high school.
Did you communicate via one of your five love languages?
I started to pick up Spanish by the end of it. And
yeah, sure.
Yeah, so sometimes I would order something in Spanish, and I think I kind of like nailed it, like the pronunciation and stuff.
Let's hear it. Let's do it.
And then they would say something like, they would say the price. I would be like, cuantos or whatever, like the price. And then they would say it. Well, I would order something, and then they would say something back with numbers in it. And numbers, I don't know numbers. So then I'd be like, sorry, how much? And they'd be like, oh, it's $6 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
they say $6.
At first, they thought I spoke good enough. You know, then like,
that's interesting. Because sometimes if you try to speak Spanish or whatever language you're in, they'll just not even respond to you in the language. They'll respond to you in English, you know, because they just think, oh, okay.
Well, I think, you know what? A lot of people did that, but we found that like older ladies were down to like talk to us in Spanish or humorous.
Uh-huh.
There was this one like cafe we went to a lot that these like older ladies like ran it. They're really sweet. And we were always trying to like talk to them in Spanish.
And did you ever say something in Spanish? And they, can you actually, I'm sorry, can we, I pretend I'm a waiter and you are ordering something, and you know, I come and you try to order in Spanish. Okay. I just want to hear how good you were. Okay. Hola.
Está sin carne?
Sí.
Ah, bueno. Es vegetariano. Okay.
Sí, no.
Una papas bravas y dos cervezas y, you know, just whatever like that.
No.
Basic stuff. Very basic stuff. I don't.
Muy bonita. ¿Cómo se llama?
Oh, me llamo Felipe.
Felipe, muy bonita. Hey, guys, his name was Felipe. Muy bonita. The guys say muy bonita. The guys say hello.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
The guys say hola. But listen, what can I get for you, honey? You want to keep speaking in Spanish, or we're going to play these charades?
Are we going to play this game?
Are we going to play this game? I mean, what's your love language?
What do you really want?
Yeah, what do you really want from me? Seriously, like, look at me. What do you want? Like, anything. You know, it's all for sale. It's all for sale. And, you know, he opens up his trench coat. He's got different snacks. It's like, anything you want, you know. I mean, look, some of the stuff you can't get on any other waiter. I'm the only waiter with this stuff right here. You want these nuggets? They're yours for a price. $5.
When do you, Brent, you know, like I was talking about that side hustle about selling stuff at the airplane and the airport.
Yeah. What do you do it at
where
the
else?
Restaurant?
The where restaurant. Else is there something that you think is lacking where it's like, man, they'd make a killing. I see that a lot where I'm like, they would make a killing if they just had whatever, so-and-so at this. You could probably go to like Coachella or something. And
well, they have that. They they have vendors at Coachella, you know?
No, I'm talking about freelance guys walking around. You go to Coachella and it's like, you want a water? It's $5, but you got like, talk to me. I got a Camelback. I'll squeeze it in. Camel for $2.
I got a Camelback.
Got a Camelback.
You got the hey, they call me the Camel Hump. You want a little squirt? You let me know, man. It's only $1. One squirt.
Like, you ever go to like a fast food place and you wish they had different condiments? Wait, did somebody had this condiment idea? Remember that condiment idea?
Yeah, how'd it go again?
It was like a side hustle.
Oh, it's a condiment seller. Yeah, someone goes around with condiments.
I mean, he's on the right idea, but you know, I don't.
Well, they would. I I wonder, would McDonald's, for example, allow you to have sell condiments there?
Yeah, it's not about that. It's about just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's about thinking about that. Sure. Okay. So, Doug, did you did you have any kind of, I don't know, foreign affairs? You know,
you're trying to say did I meet a lady there?
Did you have any Spanish romances at all? I mean,
I did not, Brent.
Were you interested in that, or were you kind of thinking, nah, I mean, I'm just going to kind of go and just, I'm not really trying to think about
that. Well, I was a single guy.
Oh, you were kind of open-minded to it.
I was open to it, but I didn't really, it was so much just doing stuff all day. I went to like a club once and it wasn't.
What did you wear?
I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not like that.
Did you, you maybe should have dyed your hair.
I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that. I can't go up to some stranger and just like pick. What do you think? I'm going to pick someone up?
I just had a thought. You know how people have blonde tips, or they kind of, they do highlights, you know, on their hair. Do blonde people ever do the opposite and do sort of dark highlight, you know, kind of dark highlights, or not highlights, but high darks? Low lights. You know, do they ever do low lights or low darks? Low darks. Yeah, low darks. You know, where you have, you know, I would say, you know, black tips or something like that, you know?
Well, do you know that band Berlin?
Yes.
Well, she famously had blonde hair but black tips. But it wasn't like frosted. It was just at the very edge of her hair was black.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cool look.
Yeah, you know what song is good is Masquerade. This Masquerade, not This Masquerade, it's just called Masquerade. You know that song?
Nah.
It's a good song. Good song.
By Berlin?
Yeah, I think Berlin does it. Yeah.
Hmm.
Masquerade. Oh, I could be wrong. I think I'm right. I could be wrong. I could be right. I may be black. I may be white. I could be wrong. It could be white. Who does that song? No. It's Public Image.
Oh, Limited. Of course, right? Yeah, Public Image Limited. I may be black. I may be white. That song, that band is. I'm sorry, that band. That song is kind of cool, but like in general, that band, not so good.
What about the Sex Pistols? Do you like the Sex Pistols?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You like them?
I'm not too. I couldn't even tell you. What's their famous song again?
Anarchy in the UK.
Yeah, how's that go again?
I am an anarchist. I am an antichrist.
What's
don't know what
song?
I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy passers by, but I...
What's another famous song of theirs?
I don't know. That whole album is pretty good, pretty catchy. EMI.
Do you like the Ramones?
I feel like I like Sex Pistols more.
Really? Do you like pub rock?
God Save the Queen. Na, 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 na. Eh. You know that one?
I mean, I've heard them all, probably, but.
You've heard them.
I mean, you know, I'm not a punker. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I know you kind of have that punk history inside of you, right?
It's inside. Yeah, I've been revisiting the Bad Brains recently.
Well, Bad Brains is pretty entertaining, though, because Bad Brains are so fast. Would you say Bad Brains was the fastest punk band in the West?
I think that's what they were going for.
It's just interesting that they did reggae also. It was punk and then reggae.
Yeah.
Right?
They started off as a jazz fusion band. So like,
is that right?
The guitar player and the drummer are like, yeah, they're like excellent. They got chops, you know, they're like excellent.
I didn't realize.
They're really, really good players. They're not just playing like Ramones are just kind of like three chord. That's punk. Bad Brains, that's like hardcore punk.
Right. Well, Bad Brains, that's interesting because you can tell that there's some better sort of musicianship there, you know?
His vocal, oh man, if I could find a Bad Brain, I actually looked it up. If I could find Bad Brain's isolated vocals, he has the wildest voice HR, the singer. His voice is just amazing.
Do you consider, were you ever a punk?
I don't think so.
Did you ever dye your
hair?
I
was more of just a skater and I listened to punk.
And did you ever dye your hair?
No, I dyed it once when I had a girlfriend that was a hairdresser, but she just made it brown. It wasn't like a punky color. It just looked brown.
Brown hair on you. I wonder what that would look like. Interesting.
It's kind of funny. That's just looked regular. I just looked like just a guy with brown hair.
I can picture that. You would look like some sort of just classic Ken doll kind of guy.
And there's a picture of me on a cover of an album with that brown hair.
Really? What album?
Yeah.
What's the album?
It's Tossed Salad by Kleenex Girl Wonder.
Oh, Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs by Fraser Crane. Not to be confused with.
Not to be confused with
Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs.
That's something else, Brian.
What's the name of the band again? Tossed Salad by who?
Kleenex Girl Wonder.
Kleenex Girl Wonder. I'm gonna look that up later tonight. See the.
We can pull it up right now. I know we were supposed to go Raw Dog, but.
I mean, I'm trying to go Raw Dog here, but we.
I mean, we're talking about it. Why not?
Fine, I guess. Pull it up. I'm trying to go raw dog on this, but trying to go raw dog on this brown haired boy right here.
Let's see here,
brown haired, blue eyed boy right here. You got that blue eyed soul. But you know, as for me, man, I've always been a brown boy. You know, I've got brown eyes.
This is a rare CD. It's I actually have it. I could just grab the actual CD.
Did you ever did? Okay, when you were in elementary school, did I don't know in whatever Illinois, did they do, I don't know, teach you about civil rights and stuff and, you know, elementary school and stuff like that? Well, in, you know, where I grew up in Los Angeles, they, in elementary school, they did do that, even starting in kindergarten.
They did what? They taught
us about inequality. And I know it probably doesn't make sense because you were looking something up, why I'm talking about this right now, but it has to do with, you know, you having blue eyes and then, you know, the brown hair, but you have blonde hair normally. But anyway, in my elementary school, when I was in kindergarten, to teach us about inequality and, you know, racism and stuff, the teacher had all the people with brown eyes sit in one area of the rug, and then, which included me, and then anybody with blue or green eyes got to be on this other area of the rug. And then, so we're all sitting there, and then she said, okay, so all the blue eyed people, they get to play the game. They could do whatever they want. You can play games right now. And so they show them playing. And then we were just sitting there watching them play these games. And that's how they taught us about inequality. And
they should have had it the other way and said, all the brown eyed people can do it. And because usually if you're blue eye, then you're
a minority.
If your eyes are blue, you're more of the majority and you're more of the entitled class, right?
Well,
but if you're brown eyes is associated with minority, most likely.
Yeah. But strangely, yes. But, you know, I will say that there were way more brown eyed people in the class than there were blue eyed people. Sure. But it was kind of funny because we're talking 5 and 6 year olds here. We're just sort of sitting there thinking, oh, that's not fair that they get to do all this and we just have to sit here. And that's how they taught us about, that was the first lesson in, you know, inequality that we learned about. It was on Martin Luther King's Day. That's what I was wondering. They didn't do anything like that in your elementary school?
Not that I remember. No, not at all.
I mean, I feel like it was part of the curriculum every year to learn about, you know, civil rights and stuff, you know,
yeah, starting from kindergarten. You want to see this?
Yes, I do. Oh yeah. Please do.
Here we go. Can you see me right there?
Oh my, from the left. Really? Oh my gosh. That is so funny. Whoa. Can you zoom in on that? Is that possible? Wait, it's a Japanese CD.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is,
by the
so
way, this
interesting.
Is good stuff. This is really good. Yeah. This is a Japanese import.
Who are these other guys? Oh, is that your friend who I've met him before? I met that guy on the right.
That's Christian Goodwillie. There's me. I'm going from the left to the right.
That's your friend
that's
who lives
Graham,
in New York.
Well, that's Graham Smith.
Graham Smith. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was going to say.
Yeah, he's been on the show. He's one of my old friends. And then you got Jeff Geba holding the, what is that, a Pokemon?
Yeah, seems like it.
And then Quinn Goodwillie and Rafiq Hassan. He's on bass. He's on the right. And then Chris Voss is in the back. He's like the guy from the album, the label. But look at my hair.
Zoom in even more to you. Get real close. And what? How old are you here?
I don't know.
Early 20s. That is, what, early 20s?
I think
that's,
so.
Also, I'm kind of, well, that's really interesting, man. I'm really interested in that. That's really interesting. That's different, man.
And
that
you
is
know what
really
I'm holding?
Different.
I'm holding a Palm Pilot.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that is different, man. That's really different for you.
Yeah, you wow. think it is like, it's more of a, you know, it's more, it looks more like black hair.
It does look like
but
black
hair. I think
hair.
It's just that photo. It's, this is, by the way, this is on Amazon.
That's really interesting, man.
You can buy this on Amazon. Look at that.
Well, what, so, I mean, I guess you don't care about saying what year this was, I guess, right?
Well, it says right here, 95 to 98. So it's
what, that just still doesn't tell me what year it is. I mean,
well, I really don't know what year it is.
Well, I, let's
it's
say
probably,
you think you're,
no, it's probably, it's not 22? 95. It's later than that. It's like, I want to say 97 ish.
Wait, well, you said you were
I'm thinking of like, when did I have that girlfriend? It was about 1997.
Oh, it's 97?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say that you were probably 24 there then. Yeah.
Yeah. Ish. Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. And okay. So 97. That's interesting. Interesting stuff, man. Yeah. What a bunch of.
That's good
yeah,
stuff.
It's interesting because 97, yeah, that sort of checks out, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like that, you know? That's interesting. What a different phase in your life.
What do you think about that, huh?
Yeah. I don't have anything like that, any phase photos like that, you know what I mean?
It's $32. Audio CD. There's three used from $28.93.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Some good songs on there.
Why were you on the cover of that? What was the concept? Oh, here's the boys.
I really don't know.
Here's the boys hanging out.
It's not like here we're taking a cover photo. I think we were on, I went on tour with them just to like film it. You know, I was like trying to be a filmmaker. So I just like,
yeah,
this is the only band I know. And they were awesome, by the way. They were like one of my favorite bands. They're like amazing.
Are they skate rock?
It's lo-fi, super catchy, like pop, indie pop.
For skaters?
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh, is it kind of like Death Cab for Cutie or something like that?
No, it's more like Guided by Voices. But
oh, Guided by Voices.
Maybe like Made by Teenagers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Who were you influenced by when you were in your 20s when you wanted to be a filmmaker? You know, were you thinking, oh, I want to be the next Guy Ritchie? Or what were you thinking? Were you thinking, did you have a big Pulp Fiction Tarantino poster up in your
wall? No, when I was in college, everyone was trying to do Pulp Fiction. They were trying to do that kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Just like intense scenes with like guns and...
Yeah. And you were thinking to yourself, nah, man, I'm more of a Hal Hartley type.
Actually, Hal Hartley is awesome. Yeah.
Were you really thinking Hal
Hartley? I wasn't even trying to be like a filmmaker. I just wanted to like, I think I was just inspired by Ren and Stimpy. I just wanted to do like funny.
Really?
I was into like Monty Python and Ren and Stimpy. And soon after, you know, when Mr. Show came out, it was like,
you're telling me there weren't any filmmakers that you thought, like, I want to be like this filmmaker.
Well, I think I wasn't even like a film buff. I was just more into shooting my own thing. I wasn't even into films. I was into like skate videos and making my own things.
Okay.
That's how I got into it. I thought it was so fun to edit.
Yeah. Well, look,
edit videos. Back
in my day, you know.
Oh, so you're asking me the questions so you can answer it yourself.
Well, no, I was just going to say, in part, just related to the Tarantino thing, everybody, yeah, you know, when I was in, you know, high school and college, people were, everyone wanted to be Tarantino. That's, you know, they just wanted to, they wanted to have that thing, that whatever, that kind of thing he does. And it made me, in a way, you know, not appreciate Tarantino as much, because it just seemed like everything was trying to be Tarantino, and it just made me kind of think, you know, and just made me kind of think whatever on that, you know. But looking back, I mean, I think Tarantino is one of the best filmmakers of all time.
I would agree.
And he still has it, and he still got it too.
I just thought it was lame, like in film school, how everyone was just trying to do that. I was trying to do my own thing, but I wasn't trying to be like, you know what I mean? I wasn't like, I'm different, I'm doing my own thing. That's just what it was going on. I was just like watching, you know, in school, everyone's making their film and then you watch it. I was just like, oh, okay. I was doing these like comedic sort of almost like Poundhouse style, you know, very early versions of that, where it's like kind of a love story, but it's like silly, you know, goofy stuff is going on.
Can I see one?
Sound design. I'd have to see if I got any that I transferred. Oh. They're on film. We shot these on film.
I got something that I made back in, I have something I made back in some old days, you know?
I want to see.
I
made that. I made a cable access show.
There's something on YouTube, actually.
While I was in college, I was making my own cable access show, and that's what I was all about. Experimenting with video.
That's cool. I was doing radio.
I did radio. Spinning records where you're like,
hey, mate, this is Brent Weinbach. Mate.
What were you doing?
I was playing records. Yeah, I was playing, you know, I was playing CDs as well, and I was playing, I was doing PSAs, and I was, you know, putting in those carts, you know, I put the carts in and stuff. I was producing carts, actually.
What's the cart?
You know, those 8-track carts, you know, they just, you put in those carts you put in. I would do PSAs. I put those in, you know.
Is it an 8-track cart?
Yeah.
That's how you play it on the radio?
Sometimes you play, I would produce those, actually, you know, is what I'm trying to say, you know. I've got a video here. I could share this, actually.
Share some stuff that I could, I can share some stuff. We can do show and tell maybe after dark.
I'll show something after dark that
I'll show some really old stuff and you can check it out.
I'll show you something that is from when I was 20 or something.
I made a DVD
when I was 20
of like, I made a DVD of all my shorts that I made in Chicago. And my friend, Jay Rajek, from the band TRS-80, he was like kind of a computer whiz, and he made me a DVD, and he like full color cover and with a menu, and the menu, like this motion graphic thing happens. And I, over this beat that I made, and that's how I kind of got hired by Tim and Eric, was this DVD that I made.
Oh,
and Eric just watched the opening, like the menu. And
yeah.
The thing that I didn't even make.
Oh, really?
Kind of hired me off this. And he would tease me about that for like years after, like, yeah, we found out you didn't even make that.
That's funny that
it was like my music. And then, you know, this graphic that my friend made, and then it came to a menu with like all my shorts, but we can watch some of those old shorts.
Yeah. I'm interested. I want to see what you gave to Tim and Eric. That's interesting. You know, I guess I want to see what that menu thing that you didn't even make.
But, maybe showing videos. A lot of people, if they listen to the show, I don't know.
Right. Maybe not, but maybe we could do commentary.
Actually, if you listen to it, you can still kind of imagine what's happening in some of these shorts.
Right. Well, I will say the thing I was going to share or bring up is a music video.
Yeah.
It's uses Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. So maybe that ain't going to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But so yeah, I don't know. Maybe that ain't gonna work, you know. I could show this animated thing I made, actually. Yeah, maybe it's kind of cool. But anyway, whatever. Maybe not. You know, we'll see.
I would have to take a break because I'd have to dig up some stuff. Because it's this backup drive that's not mounting right now. So yeah, you don't have anything to show right now?
I could. Do you want to see? I mean, it's not. It's really poor quality. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
yeah. How long is it?
It's kind of cool, but this is going to look bad. It's only a minute long here. You want to see it right now?
Let's watch it.
Okay, this is called Through the Looking Paper, and I made this. I made this in college, and it's animated, but there's problems with it. But we'll see what happens. There's problems with it. There was problems when I shot it. It was out of focus, and then I reshot it, and then I tried to splice it together with the stuff.
And when was this?
When I was in college.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's see. There's no sound either, so that makes it easy.
Well, there should be.
So, yeah. I don't know if this is. Yeah. What's the point of this? Well, you can describe what happens, I guess. Right.
Okay.
You see this? Okay.
A silent film.
Listen, yeah,
I'll talk the listeners through it.
It was shot on Super 8. It was animated.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's a poor transfer, and so okay.
Through the Looking Paper, it says.
Through the Looking Paper, and it's kind of got that wobbly animated effect.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at the desk here.
Sure.
Sorry, I'm pausing, and the camera moves over to my head.
Stop motion. It's coming up. Over your head.
It's see, I spliced shoulder. Things. I put the pencil down. It zooms in into the paper.
Oh, wow. Did you make this animation?
Yeah, I animated this. And it's
it almost looks like, is that you?
It's supposed to be me, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Look at you. You're an animator.
Yeah, and then
then it zooms into that?
Yeah, so, okay, just to pause it and describe it to the people. So basically, look, it's live action. It shows me at a desk drawing something, the camera kind of goes over and onto the paper that I'm drawing, and I'm drawing myself, basically, where, you know, a caricature of myself, and I put the pencil down. The pencil turns into a drawing also, and then, the pencil's on the paper. Then the me on the paper becomes animated and grabs the pencil, and that turns into cartoon, and then that character draws a stick figure, and it zooms in on that, and that's where we're at. And now this thing. He grabs the pencil, and then now this is the really cool part that I'm proud of. Okay?
Now the guy that drew the drawing that's been drawn by the other drawing, he's drawing a square, a rectangle.
Yeah, he draws something else in there, which you can't see in this transfer, unfortunately. But okay. He colors it, and what it is if you can see it, I'm doing it slowly.
That's frame cool. It by goes frame back to the original shot.
Yeah,
so it's like a loop.
Yeah, it's a loop, and so it kind of a loop, but so. He draw and I drew each of these drawings of myself in my room. I drew my live action things, you know, getting bigger and bigger until it does this. So then it looks like it's going to be a loop, but instead it takes a right turn, and then this happens, and then some stop motion animation stuff happens. It shows an eye. Those are basically cassette tapes, and they turn into an eye, and then. It looks back down, and there's a big jump. Unfortunately, a jump cut here, but it was supposed to look zoom down onto the paper, and you see the character is now. You can't see this very well, but the character that I drew of myself now has cat eyes, and the eyes are yellow. You can't see this in this transfer, but it was supposed to be like the end of Thriller, you know, because he's smiling, he's grinning, and he's smiling. Man,
you've been doing Michael.
There it is, yeah. So something. It was like a Michael Jackson ending
since day one.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, something like that. That's
cool. Through the Looking Paper.
Through the Looking Paper. Yeah. Through the Looking Paper.
Interesting. That's like, I can totally see that you doing that in college. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? What do you mean?
It's just like, it is rudimentary, and it is like, you know what I mean? It's like amateurish, but it's also like it's got your vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's also kind of clever. And, I don't know. It's like got your, it's like a Brent Weinbach joint. You can just tell.
Yeah. I wish it was better quality. Like it was a real bummer when I shot it. and I got the footage back, and a lot of it was out of focus. All the animated parts were out of focus, and I thought, damn, that sucks. Because then I shot it again, but the lighting was different, and it didn't match the lighting of the room that I had shot it in, and it was all a mess, you know. But the concept was a cool idea. I was proud of the concept, and it was, you know, amateurishly executed, but, you know, anyway, that was a bit of an exclusive right there for the Foundcast watchers, you know.
Interesting. I'm going through my YouTube. I have like some old stuff from like 16 years ago, you know.
Ah,
like this rap video I did for the guy who's for Graham, who is from Kleenex Girl Wonder.
Yeah,
that's my first video.
And
Eric Fensler, we did these videos for this band Humphreys McGee.
Uh-huh.
So they were fans of the G.I. Joe videos. And they hired me to like, they had some behind the scenes footage of their band, like backstage or whatever. They hired like me and I think Fensler to like revoice them hanging out. And some of these, we could watch one of these. They're like a minute long.
Oh yeah,
you got it right now. It's all about the sound.
Oh, you got it right now.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see here.
So you're telling me you and Eric Fensler made these? This.
Yeah.
And it's a sound based thing. We'll take a look.
Well, I think the listener can definitely enjoy it a lot more than a silent film.
Uh huh.
We got three of them. We got four. We got Hack, Pissed, Game, and Cops.
Okay, well, let's just watch one of them.
Which one's popping up?
Hack, Game, Pissed, and Cops?
Yeah.
Cops.
Okay. Let me share this. So Humphreys McGee is like a jam band. Uh-huh. I was not a fan of them at all, but they asked us to do it. I said, why not?
Humphreys McGee.
Humphreys McGee, Cops.
But now, is this...
Well, I put this... I might have done this around... Yeah, I think we did this in 2007. So this is...
Oh, okay. So you uploaded it right then and there. Okay, yeah.
Or I might have made it before this and then just put it on YouTube eventually. But all right, let's check this out. It might be bad.
I'm not hearing any sound, by the way.
Oh, shoot. Really?
I think you forgot to add... Share a sound.
Yep, I got to share a sound. Here we go. All right, I'm just going to start here. These cops are walking up. I did the cop. I think I did the voice of the cops with the Chicago accent.
Hey, guys. Having a little party, guys? Yeah, you like parties, huh? Well, we can't be having these parties every single night of the week with you guys. It's every single night. Now, I got this crowd of people out there. They want to... I forget about it. Just look, here's my point. My daughter really likes you guys' CDs, okay? So we got three of your CDs, and she goes in a room and listens to that shit all night. I want to figure out why. So you guys better, if you can give me a jam session and go out there and jam, then we won't have a problem.
Okay? This is making me cringe so hard.
This is funny, actually. So wait, Eric Fensler is doing the voice of the cop?
I think I'm doing the voice. I'm doing the voice of the cop. I think he's doing like the walkie. The cop has a walkie-talkie.
Oh, just
putting in random walkie-talkie.
So you're
stuff.
Wait. That's you saying the stuff about. Look, she's
like,
a big
hey
fan.
Hey guys. Yeah, I think I pitched my voice down or something.
Well, that's funny because it doesn't sound like you. It sounds more like something Eric Fensler would do. Yeah. So that's funny. That's funny actually because it's
well,
funny because
let's do it a little bit more. Yeah. There's 30 seconds left.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think. Okay. Because my sister, daughter, I love you, but she loves you too.
And like what?
If I could just get a CD from you guys and you can sign. Okay, let me get it. And then I'll get a pen. Don't worry, I got it. And you guys can.
Possible 420 in the parking lot.
That's so cool. You guys are going to sign that.
Who's coming? Over. someone's going to take me to jail pretty soon.
You guys are going to sign my CD.
Okay, that's so bad.
So I'm sorry. What was the footage? The actual band.
Okay, so what this was like on their DVD. They were gonna have like Easter eggs that you can find, and it's like weird little things that I Oops. Oh, that was cringe.
Really? No, but no, I don't think stuff so. I don't think that was cringy. No.
I got better stuff that's not so cringy.
No, Doug. No.
Yeah.
No, it was not cringe.
That's cringe.
Cringy. It was not cringy. No. No, I mean, you know, yeah, man. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, okay, man. That's cool, man. That's cool. Okay. Well, look, I mean, should we wrap it up or what?
Yeah, I got some other old stuff we can watch maybe in the After Dark if you want.
Yeah. I mean, I'll share something in the After Dark too, which is this music video for Stevie Wonder's Part-Time Lover that I made, you know, a long time ago, early 20s. And yeah, you can see that, you know.
Okay.
If you want. If you guys want to, you could describe it. I'll turn off the music to so that it doesn't. I mean, you know, well, actually, it doesn't matter if we'll do it after dark. I'll just play with the music. Actually, who cares? Anyway, that's that. Okay,
you
look.
Know, how do you think this episode went? I mean, we just came into this one. The idea was like we have nothing. We're just gonna start talking and see what happens.
Well, the idea was, hey, let's change it up a little bit. You know, we've been doing these song breakdown things, but. Let's change it up a little bit. We listen to
voice. I love the song breakdowns, though.
We've been doing the voice mails and all that. And we thought, well, hey, let's just break it up. And, you know, hey, look, I was hoping to get on some kind of really funny riff, you know, some kind of real go-getter kind of riff, you know, which didn't quite happen. But you know what? It was all right, though. We learned some things about you and a little bit about me.
I learned some things about you.
Yeah. And so it was kind of a, you know, a little bit of something, you know, something for the thinking man, you know.
Well, we hope you enjoyed it. And
yeah,
I'm going to keep the cringe coming because I got more videos to watch. I'll run one of those clips. We're going to keep the cringe rolling in the After Dark. If you want to get on our After Dark, go to patreon.com/poundcast because we're going to keep going right now. But
yeah, I think it's going to be fun and you're going to want to check that out. And if you want to, you should probably for this, check out the video on Patreon because the video version, which is
on YouTube, youtube.com/.
No. But I'm saying, well, yeah, for the main episode, but for the stuff we're about to show, you got to go to the Patreon to see the video.
Of course. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But I don't know. Hopefully this was not boring for people. I don't know. I mean, but I thought it wasn't that boring. I mean,
I loved it, Brent.
Great.
Great talking to you.
That's all I care.
That's all I care about.
That's all I care.
Thank you to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Use the code word Poundcast.
And thank you to the Poundcast crew.
That's right.
Jack Birch. Check him out on Instagram, L.Bircho, or his YouTube channel, I think, is youtube.com/L.Bircho. There's no dot there. And then you got, you know, Chloe Bonilla up in the mix, okay? And you have Jackie Montana. Yeah, those are the people. We thank you all.
Let's keep talking after dark for everyone else. Buenas noches.
Bueno.